This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 have topped 100 for the first time in months. CPR's John Daly reports.
The number of patients hospitalized with coronavirus is far below the peak seen earlier in the pandemic, but it's a key indicator that the virus is spreading in Colorado. Most utilities report a steadily increasing trend of the virus being found in wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Cancer research is the focus of a new effort in Aurora. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera was there Wednesday to talk about it. That was a day after Governor Polis announced that Aurora would be home to a new factory making nicotine pouches. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel has more.
Lieutenant Governor Primavera seemed to be caught by surprise when asked about the Zen nicotine pouch factory that Governor Polis had touted just the day before. That announcement had left some public health advocates shocked that the government would incentivize a new manufacturing plant for one of the largest big tobacco companies. Philip Morris says that they're trying to create a safer product with nicotine pouches, which is not a carcinogen, although it may carry other health risks. Meanwhile, Wednesday's Moonshot meeting focus on cancer research and ways people can do more to protect themselves, such as routine screenings and quitting smoking.
As a cancer survivor, I wanted to do everything I could to improve healthcare access for cancer patients.
The Biden Cancer Moonshot was started by the Obama administration back in 2016 with the goal of reducing cancer death rates by half within 25 years. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel, CPR News.
That Stegosaurus skeleton that was found in Colorado and sold at auction, more than $44 million in the sale Wednesday. A lot of money for a lot of fossil. It's 11 feet tall and 27 feet long. The auction house says the anonymous buyer is American and intends to look into loaning the fossil to a U.S. institution. It's 6 minutes after six. This is CPR News.